has reached the halfway mark of the Gridiron Madness. It is starting to escalate quickly. It's week number 5 of MHSAA football in the thumb of Michigan, and tonight we have a history-blazing rivalry as the Elton Pigeon Bayport Lakers host the Harbor Beach Pirates. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game, and alongside me, as always, is a true professional. Even has the license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks, Clark. I just seem to remember at the halfway point of being a lot colder than last year. I'm not sure what's up with this beautiful, perfect weather we got tonight.
It is an absolutely phenomenal night ahead of us as the wind turbines of Western Huron County play our backdrop for today's game. And tonight brings to the table a rivalry dating all the way back to 1965. The green and white versus the orange and black.
Oh, and 4-0 versus 3-1, two of the winningest programs around so far. Tonight we get to see probably who is the best team in Huron County tonight, and I think we'll get some answers in just a few hours.
We will get back to that game in a bit, but first let's take you through last week's WLEW Sports Game of the Week, Cassidy at Bad Axe. The Redhawks followed the lead of Braden Personowski, and that's all that was needed.
And Personowski had 5 touchdowns, 210 yards on the ground on 25 carries. He was an absolute beast. And Dakota Hartle did everything he needed to do, including 2 for 2 and passing for 46 yards. You don't see a lot of that around here, and it should not go without being mentioned.
Cassidy jumped out to a 14-point lead to start the game, but what was impressive was Bad Axe did not give up when the going got tough.
Yeah, they were tough in all four quarters. You could see that they were trying to put points on the board even when they were behind and the game was out of reach. A side note, sophomore quarterback Tommy Morneau rushed for 70 yards and a score in that game as the quarterback, and also was 16 of 20 through the air for 131 yards, and he threw for 2 more touchdowns. That dual threat is going to be a nice piece to their puzzle in the next upcoming years for the Bad Axe team.
The most impressive drive for Bad Axe was led by sophomore quarterback Tommy Morneau that lasted over 9 minutes and covered 98 yards. But when the clock showed zeros, Cassidy took the victory 42-22. When we return on the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, we'll turn our attention to tonight's area's action, and later we'll break down the Game of the Week, Harbor Beach at Lakers. It's all coming up on WLEW Sports.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning 3 generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tonight's broadcast of Harbor Beach vs. Lakers in week number 5 of MHSAA regular season action is being brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of M25 in Sebring, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948. Pigeon IGA, hometown proud. And K&S Insurance of Harbor Beach. Cellular phone service as well as internet for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistributions of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. The Lakers are taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates to stay perfect in week number 5 and move to 5-0. Harbor Beach trying to improve to 4-1. But we'll get to this game in just a second. But let's first take a look with Dave Hansen throughout the region on tonight's games, starting with 8-man. Akron Fairgrove and New Haven Merritt. Dave, what are your thoughts?
Akron Fairgrove.
He's picking Akron Fairgrove on the road in New Haven, Michigan.
Yep.
Okay. Dryden at Deckerville.
Deckerville.
Dryden is a very interesting story. Started the year at 11-man, forfeited to USA because they didn't have a team practically, and bumped down to 8-man to finish the season. Kind of random.
That is interesting. I'm glad they're still got a team, though.
And CPS and North Huron in Kindy, Michigan.
That'll be a good one, but I'll take the home team. I'll take North Huron.
And Peck tomorrow plays Cardinal Mooney.
I'll take Peck.
He's taking Peck. Now, did you notice Lawrence... Larry won last week.
Did they?
They did. So I was right on that one.
Yes, you were.
Now we add 3 men more to the field in 11-man football. Brown City at Memphis.
Brown City.
I'm picking Memphis on this one.
Are you?
Memphis is due for a win, and I think it's going to come tonight.
I like your gut feeling.
Oh, thank you. E-Course at Sandusky.
Sandusky at home.
Now, I had to check with Doug Cole, our director of sports information here. E-Course, Michigan, way down by River Rouge in Detroit for those who don't have an atlas nearby. Bay City All Saints at Bad Axe.
Another game that's interesting to me, Clark. I'm going to take Bad Axe to get win number one.
I'm taking the Hatchets as well. I think Tommy Morneau is starting to get comfortable underneath center as that sophomore quarterback, and he's really going to blossom this game.
Well, he looked good last week, and if the defense plays a little bit better, I think they got a good chance of winning that game.
Then we have a big game in GTC West taking place in Vassar, Michigan. The Vassar Vulcans hosting the Reese Rockets.
Another
a lot of steel and brawn in that game.
Oh, you know it. That'll be a brawl for 4 quarters. I'm going to take Reese. I just can't look past that. They're always just solid every year.
I'm going to take Reese as well. Vassar, I watched them take on Lakers here in Elkton Pitch and Bayport. And they're definitely beatable, but they do have a very quick offense, like to go no huddle out the spread. So
sure. Well, that can be a deadly offense if run correctly.
And then Ubley at Marlette.
I think Marlette is going to win this game.
That might be a good bet, as Marlette undefeated on the season, I do believe.
Ubley, very young, sophomore quarterback. Still looking to get things going there, so I'll take Marlette.
And it's always tough to play in Marlette.
Oh, always.
And then USA at Cass City.
Very interesting. You might be surprised by this, but I'm going to take USA to get things going this week. I know they kind of got knocked down last week. I look for them to bounce back and upset Cass City at home.
Well, really, they had a week off when they were supposed to play Dryden, and then they played Bay City All Saints, which was a blowout starting the first quarter. And then last week, were they surprised or were they just come out flat against Lakers?
I'm not sure, and they're going to have their hands full with Cass City at home. We've seen them last week. Perzanowski and Hartle can be very